is Major, J-Mac, and Fro.
Listen to the right dudes right now.
HoodHype.com.
If you ain't here, you ain't nowhere. HoodHype.com, nigga.
Yo, 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 what's poppin', baby? Sick as shit. I'm still nasally, man. Y'all can hear that shit, man. What's good, everybody? What's good? As you can see, man, it's just Major and Mac at the moment. We waiting on Fro. And might as well go ahead and explain. We having a real abbreviated show, man, because we doing some cool shit.
Kind of abbreviated. Abbreviated for the live listener.
Yeah, abbreviated for the live. Kind of. We might do some fuck around shit once we leave, man. But we headed to the Shady 2.0 show tonight in Royal Oak, man.
That's Slaughterhouse. Slaughterhouse. And the thing is, the rumor is
Special guest
Eminem.
Wink,
so we'll
wink.
See.
X here.
So we got press access, man. We got fucking finally.
X here. It's been a long time in the fucking making. Yeah. I mean, fucking St. Andrews be showing love, but these other shits don't always be looking out. So we're looking forward to that, man. And if you didn't know, we should be talking about South by Southwest recap and shit. Yeah.
No.
That shit got murdered, shot in the head. Both of us were sick, man. We had some other shit. I had some fucking fever for 5 days in a row.
I had congestion. Dude, what was messed up is we got sick at the exact same day.
It was retarded.
No bullshit. I mean, if you go back and listen to episode 136, you can hear the fucking snot in my face.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost tried to see to get you on the phone, but it'd probably be annoying.
Nah, that shit was fucked up, man. So we missed the shit. You know what I'm saying? Missed the hotel reservation. The whole shit got shot to hell. But, shouts to Crew 54, man. Crew 54, they looking out for us, man. They holding down all types. They got lots of footage, man. They've been posting some shit already.
Right.
If you go to hoodhype.com/SXSW, you're going to have all that content there, man. So they got videos. They got concert footage. A little bit of everything. We'll be posted up on that page courtesy of Crew 54, man. So much love to them dudes for looking out, man, and kind of saving our asses.
Big time.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that. Let's run down some other shout-outs real quick, man. We got Ricardo Encarnacion, Michael Basmaji, DM Moore, Mason Butler. That's off of iTunes.
Thank you for the kind compliments and the 5-star rating. If you have iTunes, we encourage you to do the same.
Heck yeah. Shouts to Pumas T, man. HipHopTalkShow.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, them dudes is good people, man.
Yeah.
Been listening to their show. If you haven't checked them out, man, head on over there to their website. Check them out, man. They got a good podcast going on.
Good show.
Shouts to DJ Z always, man. DJBooth.net. Keep them locked, man. They got good shit over there. Shouts to Alicia. Miscommunication from the Console King, fam.
Best PR person on the planet.
That's it. She's good people. Definitely helped us get the word out about Fight Club. Shouts to Ronnie Joe Kaywood, Chris Tarver. That's off of Facebook. And then off of Twitter, we got Mr. Chief, Hip Hop Times, and the 55 billion people that tweeted the Tech N9ne Fight Club press release. Yes, indeed, man. Much love to all y'all.
Dude, you sound like you're from the West Coast.
Why is it that?
Ronnie Joe Kaywood.
Hey, it's here. That's that name, man. Kaywood.
I'm going to go see my like Uncle that. Junebug, Ronnie J. Kaywood.
Man. Let's jump into some music, though. Hopefully, when we come back, we'll have Fro up in here. And then we're going to talk about a couple topics before we get on the road and bounce to this show, man. But HoodHype.com, episode 137.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's kick shit off. You got some graph in here, man. A Fro just got in the building.
Look who it is.
Facts here. We'll be right back, y'all. HoodHype.com.
Work, work, work. Hey, hold that. I got another one. Need a verse. Come on, fam. Now I got another one. Treat yourself a little bitch. And keep that one. Now I got another one. It's nothing, baby. Whatever you want, we got that. Now we get it, have it, get it, have it, get it, have it, get it. Dog. I got my web game up, got the Twitter browse, trying to fuck my bed frame up.
I'm bad.
Google my name and the check came up. My mind free, but my neck chained up, blinging. But I represent a sole purpose. I'm a boss, but I represent the co-workers. Ain't no purpose in working for leftovers. Instead of leftover cold burgers, you get no service for your stale last fries. On my chain full of frozen rain, and you ain't seen drops of hail last size. Who the hell raised hell that high? Roasted. But the water in my kettle, frozen. It's cold outside, still holding, and God said I'm still chosen. But when I look out my window, it's still snowing. The school's all closed, but prison is still open. There ain't no safety.
And the one on my pistol is still broken. Can't say I didn't do it, the pistol is still smoking. The liquor still didn't close. I'm stressed, so the liquor got my liver still floating. I got another one. I got another one. I got another one. Holla at me if you're looking for another one. Cops looking for 'em. They got another one. I gave some time. I got another one. Bullet. I got another one. Holla at me if you're looking for that number one.
I'm about mine. Now I said the world is yours. It's now mine. What a foul line. You wanna have a ground fine, you get outlined. Time is money, it's about time. Nigga, it's about time. It's about shine. Finna go ham, this about swine. Prick. Tell your mama that I'm world famous. And I'm a porn star, I can make your girl famous. I can turn a bum bitch to the world's greatest. Take off that cheap fur coat, made a squirrel anus. And let me put you in them long ass minks. I pop big bottles and I pour tall ass drinks. I rock chains full of long ass links. I don't never sleep, I just take long ass blanks, baby. Working, my jacket's made of a snakeskin serpent. I eat rappers alive, curtains. You can smell dead rapper when I'm burping. Excuse me. What's up, huh?
I'm a fly motherfucker, you know how, you know the forte.
What's up?
Man, my nigga's ready to ride if I'm giving the okay. Bow, 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 bow. They lay it down, nigga, ain't did it enough. Oh. Man, my nigga's ready to ride if I'm giving the okay.
Ay. Yeah, little nigga. See how it's going down on my side, baby. Queens in this motherfucker. Bang. It's New York City and shit like that. And I'm talking about Team Bang. And I'm talking about. Shout out to the big homie. The one and only nigga. Ha.
Yo, yo, yo.
Who's in the fucking house now?
Fro in the building.
What up?
Yeah, that shit.
I'm good. I didn't sound check. I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah, all right,
here we
good.
Go. Pause-erific.
Yeah, that shit good from Graph, man. I usually don't even be fucking with dude that
dude,
much.
He did this crazy 6-minute fucking freestyle video where he went in.
Was that balling?
He went in three times over. It was called, shit, I can't remember what it was called. Dude went the fuck in. Like, Graf came out of nowhere all of a sudden.
Man.
He came back out of nowhere. You remember when he dropped the black hand? What is it?
I ain't never followed dude that close.
He had a couple hard hitters. No, a whole hard, like, mixtapes. I think it's black hand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And them shits was tough. And then he just fell. I don't know.
What was all the shit talking in the chat? God damn.
What are you talking about?
They actually started on time. We were late.
We were late, man. They think we early.
Update your clock.
Ordinarily, we what? 7:30?
7:30.
Yeah.
Which ends up being 8 o'clock.
Pretty much. So we ahead of the curve, but we really ain't. We were supposed to be 6:30.
Yeah.
Man.
By Southwest was fucked.
It was a failure.
But what was funny is last show, dude, we got into a weird conversation.
What's that?
We were all hammered.
You talking about after the shit?
After last show.
You talking about with Sleepy Floyd?
When it was all of us.
With Sleepy Floyd over there?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't sleep. That was two shows ago. I didn't sleep last
show. So we're sitting there, and these dudes are like, I don't even remember how the topic came up, but they're like, man, you ain't never used Magic Shave? Magic Shave? What the fuck is magic? You don't know what the fuck Magic Shave is? And so, like, we got into this whole topic that there's, like, a whole line of African-American products that I have no fucking clue about.
$1 billion industry.
Hell yeah.
So explain
probably
to me.
Probably y'all motherfuckers selling it.
Explain to me, like, and my white friends listening what the fuck Magic Shave is.
It really ain't that sophisticated, man.
It's sophisticated.
It's simple.
It's a nasty-ass product. Smell like fucking eggs.
Yeah.
You mix the shit up.
Yeah.
It's a paste. You put it on your face. And for people that get hair bumps, you get razor bumps and shit.
It comes in powder.
It comes in a powder form. You add water to it.
You gotta mix it.
You gotta cook that shit up.
Does it burn?
No, it kind of tingles a little bit.
So you put it on your face to shave your whole face?
You could do shave your whole face. Or some people use it. Some people only get razor bumps like down here.
Yeah.
Underneath your beard and shit.
So is shit's like the shit that girls use on their legs. That fucking...
Like Nair?
Nair.
It might be similar. I don't really know.
Nair is a...
So Nair burns your shit off,
but,
don't it?
But black, but you gotta shave with this.
Exactly, magic shave. Nair, so you put it on,
Nair,
right?
You just rub you. And it's gone.
Yeah, basically, you throw a magic shave on, dude, and you use a fucking butter knife.
Right.
You don't need no sharp edge. You take a butter knife the and back scrape. End of a and
so white
goes.
People could use it. Why
you,
do why
you
do
probably
black people?
Could.
Why the fuck would
you don't
use
need
it?
To?
Anything you can use, we can use. What the fuck's the difference?
Why you got? Why do you got to use magic shave? Why don't you just?
Do
use
you get
fucking,
razor bumps?
If you what's a razor bump?
Do your commercials ever talk look, about?
My dad was not in the house growing up. Explain a fucking razor bump to me.
If I have to explain, then you don't get them, exactly. Motherfucker. All right.
All right.
Exactly.
Your product, the commercials with where the people on there look like you, they, there's not a bullet point at the end.
Heck yeah, man.
And
I
relieves, relieves so, razor bump.
You know the Norelco commercials where they be using electric shavers?
I wish.
I used to be like, fuck y'all, yeah. I can't have that shit.
Why?
I can't use it.
Why?
Because I'd be tore the fuck up.
Why? What do you mean tore the fuck up?
By hair bumps. Yeah. What a hair bump is, man.
Is it like
is
a fucking
hair? Our hair is naturally curly, right?
Oh, okay.
So when you cut our shit and it grows back, the hair wants to turn back in towards the skin.
Oh,
and so
shit.
Then when your hair goes back into the follicle, you got a fucking bump.
So
if you don't
next
pick
time I get
shits,
one, I'll let it just
fester.
Heck yeah. Let it get nice
bubble,
and pussy.
Bubble, it'll be a big ass white boy right here. Pause.
He'll let you pick that
and
bitch.
And I'll come and I'll give you some tweezers. You just, all you gotta do is poke at it. It'll just puss up on you and shit.
Gross.
Motherfucking hair is pointing
so basically
every way,
you
which,
get
which
fate
way.
You black people.
Oh shit.
You get
there you go.
Gunshot buck off.
Fuck you.
You get face boils basically. So you basically,
nigga, did you hear Boyle?
What you get on
he
your
said
face?
The hair grows in a circle, yeah. Just like if my hair were to grow long on my head.
So what you get is on your face is the same shit I get on my sack.
Y'all get hair bumps on
hold
your
on,
sack?
Wait a minute, pause it.
I don't even know if I want to know this.
Pause it. Hold on. First of all, you shave your sack with a razor or something?
No.
I thought that's what you're implying.
That's it. Why would you get hair bumps on your sack if you ain't shaving it?
Second of all, what you get on your sack.
Scrotum shaving,
burns.
Motherfucker.
See, this is totally different.
Man.
Ill ones in the chat, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what did you want?
This
into?
Is what happens when we show up on time.
Okay. All right. So, all right. Moving on, though.
Right.
Now there's the pink lotion topic.
Mm-hmm. You don't know. You didn't know a pink lotion was.
Are you
either,
talking
right?
Baby magic pink lotion?
What's no? Not
what the
baby,
fuck is
not
pink
baby
lotion?
Magic.
What's pink lotion?
Pink lotion is basically for. It's. I mean, you know what grease is, right? You know what blue magic is, right?
No.
Damn. Let me just back
I'm
all
white
the way up
as
there.
Fuck.
Blue magic comes. Is,
yeah, they
is,
use
is,
gel.
Yeah, we hear gel.
It looks just like gel, except you put your fingers in there, you'd be like, "What is this?" So, blue magic is just grease. I mean, there's all different types of brands and whatnot of grease, but it's all grease.
It's for your hair.
For your hair. You put it on your hair, it's going to help the waves, pow, and everything. And it moisturizes your hair. I mean, white people's hair is naturally oily. Where black people, when we wash our hair, the shit, you know, your scalp get all dry
Shit
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what pink lotion's for.
But now, that's grease. Now you have sensitive scalps and shit, and all these different revisions of hair throughout the years, and so there needs to be a lighter one that is not quite grease. It's called pink lotion.
Hey, what the fuck is this?
You use that shit in your hair?
What the hell is we talking about?
Man, I think this is
shit that we talked about last show. It's no, interesting.
I got to get some white questions.
I wish we had a deck up for a white moment with Fro.
Man. This shit.
Go ask away.
You should.
I mean,
you
should
think
I got to
think.
I got to
think
of some shit you dudes deal with, man.
Hey, how about this? Do you, you drive to work? How long's your drive to work?
About 40 minutes.
Have you ever considered like how much time you could save if you didn't shave at home and you just got in the car and used those?
Yeah, hell yeah.
How much do you do that?
No, I wish
that'd
I could.
Be live, though.
You don't use the little Norelco shit.
You're the most unlucky white man ever because most white men do that shit.
My dad does that
that's
shit.
That's come their nostrils.
Yeah, the Norelcos, that shit looks like it works. Yeah.
It does work. I've used one before.
It works, and you'll be good for about an hour.
Yeah.
And then them shits will start just.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, shit. Fuck y'all, man. Y'all Norelco having motherfuckers. I can't use that shit.
Another topic we touched on, and you probably want to wait because this is a whole other topic, but the tattoo topic
is
a whole other thing.
Hey,
tattoos
but what's
some
up
good
with
shit.
White people and mayonnaise?
What do you mean? Mayonnaise is delicious. Are you talking Miracle Whip?
I beg to differ. That's a long standing black.
You talking mayo
just don't.
It's not that I don't like mayo. I don't love it. Like these niggas over here trying to make their skin more white.
Hey, y'all motherfuckers be mayoed out.
putting it in the hair and shit.
Man, you put that on a sandwich? You put that in your salads? You put it in your dips?
You put mayo salad? In your salad?
Put it in a salad.
What?
No, really? Like noodle salads, man.
What's
you guys don't
salad?
Eat noodle salad?
No. Fuck no.
Pause yourself first and then kill yourself next.
Mayo on rice, like they said in the chat.
Mayo on rice? Are they fucking with you now?
Wow.
Is
that like white on rice? Holy shit.
Fuck, man. Oh, that's fucking terrible.
Anyway.
Yeah, but let's jump to another track, man. Yeah. We come back and do a stash box, then we go off. We got to get on the road.
Yeah, let's do
we
it.
We can talk about tats maybe for a second.
On the road. We'll talk about it on the road.
Motherfuckers.
We'll talk about it on the road.
You might have to get to download this podcast.
No doubt.
I think it's going to be separate. Go download that shit. It's going to be live.
Yo, this right here, though, Jay Capri, man. All for you.
Woo!
We won't let J-Man talk about what happened to his nuts.
Yeah, exactly, man.
Someone in the chat said mayo on rice. Whoa!
Just sweet twister, all your peeps with you. Eat the over beats on the stove with crack. I bring the heat to you. This is dope music, minus the influence that U-Haul flow is keeping everybody moving. Homie, I'm the newest. Amusing, now I'm leaving out the fact that I'm the truest. Cause I figured that you knew this. Figured I am Buddhist. Thoughts in my temple make you feel it in your spirit. I know exactly what you've been through. Matter of fact, you rappers act. See a girl getting gentle with the homies on my team. She call us Wu-Tang, cast rules everything. You like booty saying got fame, but your songs don't say a damn thing. Superhero music, just call me Bruce Wayne. Keeping kids motivated while their parents smoking cane. Superhero flow, so I would never fail. If you think you seeing me, you must have rolled it up in braille. From the clothes to the hoes, sold out show. No need to ever question, man, you know what it's for. What you going through,
going through.
You know we do it all for you. And for the top, we club. Ball till we fall. Ooh. Except when we ball, we'll
Bobby
never play the fall. So whatever
Stand
that you're going with, do
cool.
Man, you know we do it all for you.
Yeah, check. If you was with me from the bottom like a true gumshoe, you know I never miss a chance to show the crew love. Charlie Smarts, Riley saw who the blue pumps through, who the fool comes through, newer crews come through. Yeah, Marshall with the arts like I knew Kung Fu. We hitting every critic till they two thumbs move out the city. I'm back leaving dudes confused while I count the titties on some twins like it's 2 + 2.
Plus two.
Now is that what he do it for? You hear them claps like they root more. They give them daps moving through the door. Because the fact that when you record, we try to wipe you off the map. This the truest form. Get a tissue, bless yourself. They love to hear this young American express himself. So ahead and give me credit. Discover a master. If you really seeing me, it's vis-a-vis disaster.
From the close to the hoes, sold out shows. No need to ever question, man, you know what it's for. What you going through,
you going through.
You know we do it all for you. And for the top, we club. Ball till we fall. Except when we ball, we'll never plan to fall. So whatever that you going through,
you going through.
Man, you know we do it all for you. On the grind, dream chasing. Hope the money is adjacent. Cause I'm on this cold flow. Feel like I'm figure skating. Allegedly the legends been waking on the boy. I'm a breath of fresh air. They calling me an altoid. Like the young author for the ones that lost their fathers. Fathers that lost their daughters in streets and narcotics. I'm trying to show them all, but don't consider me as conscious. But it's kids up in college who ain't never seen these problems. On the paper chase, consider this as logic. But until the world follow, I would never feel accomplished. But I'm confident, they will start copping it. No badges, my hunger is the consequence that came from all the madness that I seen. So I scheme on the life I never had. I'm something like them bags, man, I rap until I'm glad. So if you in the game, and you think you seeing me, don't believe, cause I see BS like Channel 3, nigga.
Someone in the chat.
Liz, that shit's hot as fuck, man. What's
someone up? In the chat said they just realized that Snoop is Poons backwards.
I love our people.
The hood is stupid.
Actually, they is retarded, man.
Rock Town Rap Gang, bang, 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 sucker. I'm chilling with the homeboys, Major J Mac and Fro, man. And I smell Sun Pope. What's in that goddamn stash box, man?
Drink alcohol.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, we got to see if we can get Yellow Wolf or Budden or Royce or Crooked Eye or Joel to say the stash box.
Get a new one.
That's right. I got a question for Joe.
Who was that?
Man, he's just been so chillaxed lately for a long time. He's been chilling for a long time.
What you mean?
Do you think it's the deal or is it Esther?
As far as less music or what?
No, just chill back. Fall back. Chill.
I mean, shit. How
he ain't been out there doing all the dumb shit he was doing when he was with these other knuckleheads.
Let's talk about it on the road.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably a topic. That's some good shit. I dare you to ask him.
What? Are you talking about that pussy? What are you talking about? What's some good shit?
No, I'm talking about it.
I got a theory. I'll tell you about it on the drive. Yeah. Download the podcast, bitches.
But man, chill. I guess everybody, nobody is on the mailing list. Because we've got, this is like the second or third
people
comment
pop in
I've
like,
seen.
What the fuck is y'all doing?
We started on time today. No, man.
You're watching.
Woodhive.com, get on the mailing list. Yeah. You know what exactly what's going on.
Yeah. Or we could just tell them that you're listening to a recorded show.
You're not really seeing this.
Yeah. All right, man. What's in the stash box
today, man? I had to take it back to fucking Boardwalk Empire, man. Pim's motherfucking cup.
Pim's Cup?
Pim's Cup liqueur, man. Straight from fucking England.
Really?
Yes, sir. This shit is a fucking gin-based drink. And it's, man, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, man. Pim's number one with some goddamn ginger ale. And, yo, you're going to be all right.
Did you bootleg that shit?
No, man. Shouts to my homeboys at the fucking corner store.
What do you call it again?
We call it Habib's. I hate saying it because that's not what it's called.
It's so bad.
So how are we mixing it?
We go on Pim's.
I want somebody to
one part Pim's.
Email info@hoodhype.com to talk about how Major just said Habib's. It's not J-Mac this time. So calling the Asians Orientals.
We go one part Pim's, two parts ginger ale, man. Okay,
all right, let's do it. And if you're in Michigan, you use Verner's. You don't use Canada Dry.
No, it's close enough.
And we mix up Mac one.
Only if you're bougie.
Shouts to fucking Nucky Thompson, goddammit. Without that show, I wouldn't have known what the fuck this.
Oh, this is his shit right here?
Yeah.
This is that old?
Yeah, it go back to the fucking, back to the day.
Yeah.
Yo, shouts to
I'm gonna re-up.
Shouts to 6-2, by the way, man. Don't forget.
All right.
West Coast meets Midwest on 4-4 for the Kendrick Lamar Show, Detroit.
We will be in the building for that too.
Yeah.
I've heard such things.
Shouts to not getting press access. Let's do this.
Are we going on a press tour?
I wish.
Fuck. We gotta do something to make up and shit, man. Drink up, motherfucker.
Oh, we didn't do the obligatory shot. Here we go. Pim's Cup. Why is it called Pim's Cup?
Because you feel like a pimp because it tastes so delicious.
P-I-M-M-S.
That shit is smooth, man.
Yeah, that's
that
nice.
Shit is
that's
delicious.
A clean ass liquor, bro. Okay. Nah, he had a special order that shit, bro.
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
why
man.
Does that shit say the original number one cup?
Cause that's what they. It's number one in England. It was they fucking. Yo, they most famous drink at one point, bro.
I gotta taste that just without no liquor. I mean, no cut on it.
Straight from Great Britain. Yeah, I'm down to take a shot too after we.
Yeah.
Before we roll out, man. All
right. Well, that means I got him on a timer.
Who's driving?
TBD, my nigga. TBD.
Hood Hype does not condone drinking and driving.
We are also soliciting a driver. After the show, taking my black ass back to the burbs of Lansing. I pay by the joke.
Man.
That shit is delicious.
I love this. Yo, this shit gonna go fast.
Shouts to Pim's, dude. Didn't you order a case of that?
He threw me 3/5. There's one that one is almost about 60%
price?
Gone.
For that price?
For 16? Okay. Yeah. Yep.
That's good
another
stuff,
one
man.
Here, and there's one more at the store waiting on me. So
$17, man, a fifth of Pim's and fucking 2 liter of Verner's or Canada Dry, and you're good.
25% alcohol too, man. So it's kind of potent. It ain't as hard as straight up gin.
Smell something kind of potent.
But yeah. that shit is right, man.
So we hit the road?
Yeah, man. I'm about ready.
Right.
Yeah.
Stay tuned to the Ustream. We're going to try to get it connected to
Ustream
phone.
People, man. I'm going to try to stream from my damn phone.
Right.
So we're going to give y'all the going to the show experience. We're going to try to.
Right.
Podcast people, you're going to get the whole thing.
Exactly. And we recording shit as we go.
If you're drinking while you watch the stream,
mm-hmm.
you are open intox in the vehicle. So, you know, we're not liable for that shit, my nigga. We ain't liable.
Stay tuned. Hit refresh. We will be back in a minute.
Actually, give us a couple minutes. We will be out the door.
Tattoos. We talking about this shit. Jay Mack's going to reveal all his little tramp stamp loving ways that he wants to get it all tatted up.
Now, I'm about to go to a track, man.
Do it.
What's this artist? King what?
King Kun. King Kun.
King Kun?
Easy.
King Kun.
Yeah, I was about to say King Kun.
And this shit is really mainstream.
I'm serious. I mean, I didn't know.
He ain't gonna say this. Mac ain't gonna say it.
What? King Kunt?
No.
What?
See, that's bad
that's
enough.
That's even
you
worse.
Yeah, you what? Ain't gonna say it. Don't King say Kun. That shit.
It's K-U-N.
King Kun.
King Kun.
I
King
say Kun.
All right.
I say Kun.
What'd he say, Cancun?
King Cancun.
Oh. Like Cancun.
You just now getting it, motherfucker.
Damn.
You late to the goddamn party.
Damn.
You son of a bitch.
And as a matter of fact, nigga, you sitting in the back.
of your own whip. All right, man. We out, man. What, 137? Check the Ustream in a second, and they already got the Ustream.
Hey, podcasters,
right,
you'll get the whole thing. We'll catch you in half a second.
Yes,
podcasters.
Indeed. All right, y'all.
On the way. On the way.
We coming back here? What time are we planning on getting back here? Do you know?
No idea.
The show starts at 8.
So I'm taking this. No, I'm leaving this. I'll put it in my car.
Three doors up. I wish I could take a picture right now because Fro is rocking the. I can't use it on the camera. Fro's got a half drink Captain Morgan sitting on the sunroof of the Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Neighbors are driving by looking like, there goes the neighborhood. Jesus Christ.
All the black folks are moving in. What we got to move up.
Shirts. Who's selling heroin?
Ah! Oh, hey. Oh, man. Here we go.
This.
All right. Oh, no, I got room. Hold on. Let me scoot back up.
You know.
I'm going to set this right here, and we'll just fucking record.
All
right.
Behind me. Go backwards.
What's that?
Go backwards.
Go backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Go that way.
Go out this way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Just hit fucking 23.
Hey, Major.
What up, bro?
You know what this vehicle is?
What's that?
It's not white. It's cocaine
white.
It's cream.
It's cocaine. It's cream, cocaine.
Which means it's light skinned. It's black on the inside.
Hold on, this motherfucker had Pim's cup and Captain Morgan is sitting in the cup holder.
I'm handing it to you if I get pulled over. Never.
You connect?
Yeah.
On the road.
What up? What's good, John?
What up?
It's Major.
Yeah,
you know what it is.
Yeah,
there you go, Mac.
Wow,
popping, man.
Oh, that looks nice. Even
we on the fucking road, man. Road tripping, getting ready to go to the fucking Shady 2.0
slaughterhouse.
Yes, indeed.
Slaughterhouse.
Fucking Yellow Wolf
and special guests.
So we're supposed to have me and Major are supposed to have press access. We have no fucking clue what that means.
Man, these motherfuckers made me pay for my ticket. You understand?
Dude,
all right,
that's the thing.
Get in the back, nigga. I'm pulling over. Get in the fucking back.
Fuck
what the
that.
Fuck is you doing in the front? I already told you. You gonna pay the
and
ride.
Running late.
You gonna pay the ride if you ride
really,
in the front.
We really stopped. Y'all see these trees right
here? Yo, for real, stop.
Yo, you're paying my way in. I tell you that right now.
Hey, man, what? All right,
we
tried. So here's the thing.
We asked for four tickets.
He's recouping my motherfucking ticket because
from
you're
where?
Riding in the front.
From my own pocket?
Yes.
Why is that my responsibility?
No, it's not, because you're riding in the front.
So we asked for four. They gave us two. I have no idea. They said it's review
two
passes.
Two on the camera pad. Does that count for three? Could two of us be?
No, the camera,
I'm
pass,
the camera.
Camera badge is for the camera. Well, it might be though. We'll have to see.
We'll
ask.
See what's popping,
and Fro,
man.
Then we'll have to get a fucking refund.
No doubt.
I'll scout my shit.
And then, all right. So we're supposed to be there 7:38. We got a 40-minute fucking drive. And
man, why did I volunteer to drive?
Because you got a sweet ass car.
I should be drinking alcohol.
If we have a white SUV with a dealer plate,
it's not white, nigga. It's light skinned.
If we have a light skinned SUV with dealer plates, does that mean we won't get pulled over?
Fuck yeah, my nigga. Up top two times.
Oh shit!
That's what I'm saying.
Ah, hilarious!
All right, real quick, one of the topics we were going to touch on was the tattoo topic.
Yeah.
Especially since we seeing some tattoo motherfuckers like
Yellow Wolf.
For one,
yeah,
that motherfucker is tatted than a bitch.
Wiz Khalifa, fucking Lil Wayne.
Right. Yeah.
The whole question was
Rick
we
Ross.
Talked about it after in a drunk 50 days.
50
after,
Cent, another one is a good.
Yeah,
one too.
Episode 135, we talked about.
I wish y'all could hear.
Right.
Stay in this right now. I wish y'all could hear all the bullshit we talk about after the show.
Yeah. So the whole thing was, my thing was, man, that's a fucking permanent mark on your body, dude, forever.
Dig it.
How do you decide what you're gonna put on your for a
forever.
Tattoo?
Forever.
Yeah. Return of forever.
That's right.
You wanna get in the right?
What you mean though? I mean, like, it ain't that hard to me.
Really?
Just coming from a motherfucker who ain't got none, but I'm saying like...
I tell you what, I do is I'll speak first. You're right. Let me speak first. So, I'm not one of them motherfuckers that be like, fuck that shit, nigga. I want Fro on my arm right now, period. That's probably my next tattoo.
I was just gonna say,
but at the same time, that wasn't what I was doing with it back then. I wasn't gonna just jump off the roof, you know, jumping out the window and all that shit.
Yeah.
I wasn't gonna do that. I wanted to come up with one that really like show what I wanted to show forever. So my tat came from over. It actually finally got implemented 2 years.
years after the first time that I said, yeah, I'm ready to get a tattoo. I want a tattoo. You know, young nigga over there talking about someone, he want a tattoo, he gonna get one, he gonna get one. It was actually 2 years after the fact that I actually sat down in the chair to get my shit.
So, yeah, so what's your reservation, man? What will hold
my
you
my thing
up?
Is, man, it's permanent. Yeah, and yeah. How do you make that decision? Like, how do you make that?
Because there's some shit, now I do get where motherfuckers make mistakes, because there's some shit that at the moment might feel like, man, this shit is forever. I can rock this. This is some shit that means something to me.
Yeah.
And then 5 years from now, you right. Man, fuck that.
Right.
Especially
exactly.
The people who do shit for like females or a relationship. Yeah, to me, that's buddy. The biggest no-no. Yeah,
well, buddy. But see, the reason this came up, because a while back you guys said to me, look, if we go to South by Southwest or if we go to whatever, listen, when we're in that town, we need to get that fucking H.
Let's
period.
Do it.
Yeah. And my thing was like, why, man? What if this shit doesn't
no,
work?
No, nigga. You said no.
Yeah.
I'm not getting any fucking tattoo. And he said, see, I'm not getting any tattoo.
That's the shit I can get with no regrets, because it don't matter whether we, like, let's say catastrophe happens and this shit's done this time next year. It right. Don't matter. I want the memory of that shit, so I don't care.
So it's the whole thing.
I'd be good with getting the H, whatever.
You guys, the thing you said, Major, was, look, man, that's 5 years of your fucking life.
At least.
Yeah.
Why exactly. Would you not? And my thing is, I don't know, man. Maybe it's my fear of commitment. I don't know how I got married.
True. How old were you get married?
24.
There you go.
Ah! Hey, let's jump into a song. I don't know the name of the song. Let's jump. You want to jump into the song?
Hey, that's it, man. Let's go ahead and jump into a track, man. I'm going to hit this Quake and KO.
How
this
do you
shit's
remember
called
that?
Heaven.
Peanuts, nigga. Peanuts.
He doesn't have notes.
I don't need no fucking notes.
I picked that track.
Let's go.
That's on me. Quake and KO.
Apologies for the wait, I'm sorry I had to step out. Just got a lot on my mind I can't forget about. Music is the only way my feelings can be let out. Poker face always, don't know what the rest about. Chest out, chin up, push ups, sit ups. I sold ya, the last thing I ever do is give up. Give up, the thought alone annoys me like a hiccup. If you with me, put your hands in the air, cause this is stick up. Yeah, I want it all, trust me, I'ma take it. The game fucked us too long, now I'ma rape it. Face it, time is but the essence till I make it. Can't wait to see the look on each one of these haters' faces. Patience is what my mama always seemed to tell me. Hell, she's the reason that I'm here and I'm healthy. But I just hope that she stays healthy till I'm wealthy. She had a stroke last year, wouldn't even tell me. And I couldn't tell her son wasn't accepting any shows. I just wanted to go home. Only been a few years since I've been living on my own. And you still your mama's baby, no matter how much you grow. It's these emotions that I hold that make me who I am. From a boy to a man, understand this is something that I go through. Every day of my life is if I'm supposed to. I know sometimes the world gets too heavy. I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me. Sometimes the world gets too heavy, heavy. Yeah, but I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me.
On my back, so my shoulders in pain. Just think of what it weighs, think of what I deal with every day. It's no wonder why I feel I need a break. I gotta go astray, mama, I'm leaving. You ain't gotta keep the lights on this evening. Don't think I hate you, cause that ain't the reason. I just gotta chase a couple things I believe in. No one can replace you, just know I mean it. And I'ma be back when I find what I'm seeking. I'm thinking back to you being there when I need it. Them antidepressants and how you kept it a secret. The way that I see it in hindsight, all that stress was a blessing, cause that's what inspired all my deep shit. Peep how I let the past go to be the man that I've grown. I'm finally ready to stand on my own. Stand on my own. It's these emotions that I hold that make me who I am. And through them I grow. From a boy to a man, understand this is something that I go through every day of my life as if I'm supposed to. I know sometimes the world gets too heavy. I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me. Sometimes the world gets too heavy, heavy. But I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me. Sometimes the world gets too heavy.
Hey mama, would you let me? Yeah. Hey mama, would you let me? sometimes the world gets too heavy. Mama, promise I'ma help you if you let me.
Emotions that I hold, they make me who I am, and through that I grow, from a boy to a man. Understand this is something that I go through every day of my life, as if I'm supposed to. I know sometimes the world gets too heavy. I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me. Sometimes the world gets too heavy, heavy. I'ma help you if you let me, let me. Sometimes the world gets too heavy, heavy. But I promise I'ma help you if you let me, let me.
I just wanna say on this thing real quick.
Yeah,
Fro, I mean for the podcasters, mm-hmm. Fro is driving 105 miles a fucking hour.
No,
right,
my
now.
Nigga, shut up, man.
You don't see that? We left laning like a bitch. Dang.
This is my lane.
God damn, we're gonna be there in like 15 fucking minutes.
This poor motherfucker that's up ahead of us.
I'm just saying, I still got dealer plates, man. If it ain't right, we gotta take it back.
Oh, don't take the 120. God damn, this motherfucker's at 110. Jesus Christ.
Back if it ain't right.
My lily white scared ass.
Hey, dirty van.
He's black. Yeah, look at the dirty van. Look at the dirty van. Get out of the way.
He just brighted this motherfucker. He's wow. Bro does not give a shit today.
Hey, what's that right there?
Watch for the whole lease. That's the whole lease up there.
The police be out here, man. Believe
me. Serious, for real, dude. They are.
No, I'm on.
Okay.
I forget, man.
No, man, the police, for real, dude. The police stay out here.
I expected to be able to switch everything out of my whip, and instead I didn't, so I don't have the radar detector, but I see you, motherfucker.
Oh, shouts to the fucking Oakland County. All right, we're going to die today. Well, yeah. Dude, for real, you're going to have us there in 10 minutes.
Well, let's do it.
No, dude, no.
Oh, let's do it. What you mean? Ten minutes.
Don't tempt him.
Time is money,
this
baby.
This motherfucker's crazy.
Time is money.
Major.
No, I'm just trying to show you how I get over to the show every month, you know. Oh, there go the Red Bull truck. You see that?
Do it for real, Mr.
Yeah, it was a little tiny Metro, though. But,
I'm trying
to show y'all how I get over here so fast to the show. That's all. Nigga be late.
Another topic.
What's up, man?
Fickle hip-hop vans. All right, one of the things is, when you have rock and roll, man, you got fans that will go back and listen to the library.
They'll buy the shit.
And they'll buy fucking Led Zeppelin. Okay, they'll buy the fucking Pink Floyd. Yeah. How come you won't get Michael the new hip hop listeners that'll get the KRS-One
or
the fucking Gangstar?
They got MP.
Go back.
Very little, though.
You think so?
We
go to what? We stay in this lane.
No, stay in this lane. Stay the whole fucking way till you see Royal Oak, dude. Woodward Ave, that's where we're going.
I'm punching this bitch.
You got like...
No, man, but getting back to people. All right, so you're saying that hip-hop fans is the most fickle? Because this is... You talking about the... I don't know, Budden...
This was a conversation Budden had now I can't remember what it was.
I saw the video. It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
They had a little roundtable thing going.
Yeah.
He was talking about a hip-hop fan. First of all, he kind of said the fan base ain't the brightest bulbs in the fucking, you know what I'm saying, the smartest motherfuckers either.
I mean, but when you consider it, man, when you got artists like, or what you want to call artists, people like fucking Little B the Bass God.
Mm-hmm. He's
funny, dude. I mean, his personality's killing him, but man.
Hey, funny.
His music's bullshit.
I don't like it. But you're right. Yeah, he's an entertaining cat. But you're right. I mean, dude, there is something to say where I'm not going to say that hip hop's on the same level as rock. Because, dude, like he said, you got groups like the Stones that ain't put out an album in like 30 years, and they'll still sell out.
And they'll tour
nationwide.
And tour and tour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'll sell out that whole fucking every leg of
every
tour
stop.
Is fucking sold out.
But why does that? But would that happen for Jay-Z? That would happen for Jay-Z.
You gotta remove Jay-Z from it. Yeah, you gotta remove Jay-Z, Eminem.
Why you gotta remove them?
Because
they are the Rolling Stones of hip hop.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now. That's a good point.
I think rock got more of those types of acts.
I think
to stay in power.
I think that it's more likely to have a hiccup as far as Jay-Z or Eminem goes than a Rolling Stone. You know them Rolling Stone fans, they got 401ks that are about to get used. You know what I mean? Where at Eminem and the Jay-Z,
their majority of their fan base is, you know, 25 to 35.
Yeah.
They're not, you know, they're still trying to get it in. They're nowhere near retirement.
Thing is, though, when you 50, would you go see, could you picture yourself at a Jay-Z concert? Number one, that motherfucker be damn near 60. So, Jay-Z? That's something to think about, too. Will hip hop acts even be
my older brother?
No, I'm saying I'm saying will hip hop acts even be performing at that age?
Yeah,
that's another thing you got to consider. Yeah. Like Mick Jagger is old as shit, but that motherfucker still get on stage and you know what I'm saying? He doing his fucking thing. Yeah, I don't think you gonna see Eminem and them on stage spitting bars at 50 or 55.
Right.
That's
true. It'd be D12 with a strike through D11.
Yeah,
D10
man.
D10 with another strike through D10.
Yeah, that's like what they were saying in the interview with Budden was a good point, man. Was
you know, I didn't hear no one mention
it's a young
that.
It's a young music, man. It's for the youth.
They did say that, but at the same time, like Joe was acting like. You can compare apples to apples. I don't think you can.
You can.
It's different.
I agree.
It's different genres. So
absolutely.
Now the more I think about it, man, I don't think you can. I think it's kind of stupid to even expect our audience to be the same way.
Do you know how hard it is to go out there and find a bootleg CD of some Rolling Stones or some Green Day or whatever the fuck? What the fuck you white people listen to? Whatever it is, you know how hard it is to find. It's very hard. It's very hard. Now, how easy is it to find the Lox albums, period, all of them? All Biggie's right. albums on a fucking Sendedly, yeah, you know, you Sendedly. It's easy as fuck.
But it's a younger, it's a
fickle.
Younger audience.
It produces fickle fans, you know what I'm saying? That shit's real. There's no denying it.
That's based off the technology.
Yeah,
part
hell
of
yeah.
Shit.
I got all them MP3s, man. I bump them at my house parties, but I don't need to go buy them shits or go to their concert because them shits is free. Them shits are like, they're easy to get. Supply and demand economics 101 says the shit's easy. I'm gonna put less value on it. It may be the most hard shit in the world to do, but I'm gonna put less value on it because it's easy. Anybody does that.
Really?
But,
you think
yeah.
it's because hip hop's easy?
No. Getting hip hop music on your computer that you can just
oh, yeah.
bump house parties and shit, that's easy.
MP3s See, I wonder what type of situation we would be in if we were talking the 80s and we're talking artists like Motley Crue, Poison, Guns N' Roses, who were huge back then.
Yeah, pour some sugar on me,
if
baby.
If it was now, would they be what hip hop is now? Like, would they be the same type of situation where
oh,
they're
the
getting
digital age,
all the shit
in the digital
yeah,
age?
Yeah, like it's just
shit?
Easy to get. Would it be that same type of situation?
Well, you got your groups that you
That's
be able to compare.
Great
you
question.
Got your Linkin Parks. You got all them. We'll see where they at in a few years.
Yeah,
and we'll see if people get.
That's why I hate to say I wish hip hop would fall off the mainstream radar. Period, man. Because I'd love to see what happens when hip hop falls off the mainstream
you
radar.
Want, yeah,
but it's too easy to do, man. It's so fucking marketable. It fits in every club.
Boom.
It never will.
Boom, pap. That's you understand me? Boom, pap.
Right, fuck, man, you want to jump into a track?
Let's jump into another track, man. I'm about to go to the M.I. and Mickey Halstead
you
track.
Remember that shit.
Thanks, yeah, man. Shouts to dude. He from Austin, where we was supposed to be at.
Fuck.
God damn it. Hoodhype.com, baby. 137. We on the fucking road.
Don't matter if you keep on running away. Hey, and I ain't even trying. This ain't Six Flags. My little brother got 5 years for six bags. The Oakland officer got 2 years for cold murder. And millions told kill an innocent man with no burner. It's no justice till God judges. Sometimes I feel like life is one big stage show and we all puppets. Uncle Sam is the Geppetto of the ghetto until we finally cut the strings and start living like human beings. I've seen it all, done it all, took many of losses. Stood across from crooked bosses in many a office. Take it back to 01, when I was young and dumb. This dude with shiny teeth told me I was gonna be the one. He said we about to blow you up, just put your name on the line. You ain't gotta read it, just the same contract that Biggie signed. I wish the things I know now I would've known then. I had to take that loss so I could win in the end.
Yeah. Really don't matter if you keep on running away. And I ain't even tripping, I can't even listen if you ain't got nothing to say. I know that you win some and you lose some, my favorite. I guess it ain't my decision, so I have to take a loss on this. Yeah. Take them up top, yeah. So I have to take a loss on this. Yeah, I could keep chasing. I could keep. If you keep on trying to run away. Yeah, hey, I could keep chasing. It really don't matter if you keep on running away. And I ain't even tripping, but I can't even listen. If you ain't got nothing to say. That you win some and you lose some, life ain't fair. I guess it ain't my decision, so I have to take a loss on this one.
Yeah. You say shy, city. Awesome.
Yo, man, we back at it, man.
And now we're going 35 miles an hour on the highway.
All right, go ahead.
Don't you worry about that speedometer.
Hey, we're gonna fucking put back-to-back tracks after this. Yes, after this indeed, little man. Bit, but we're going to say goodbye.
Yeah, because for the live people, my battery is getting ready to fucking bite the damn dust, so... Yeah, I can't keep this shit going. Mac, you know the other couple tracks you got or no? I'm putting you on the spot.
No.
You don't know.
I'm not Peanuts.
We going back to back good shit, though. Believe that.
But let's see this. Look, I'm not going to make any guarantees, but we're going to try our ass off. I'm going to try to open... You know what? I will. I'm going to open up the audio recording for this. So the podcast listeners are going to try to get some live audio at the show with this, and we'll see what happens.
Stay right where the fuck you're at.
Hopefully it's not too over distorted and shit.
Call your local liquor store, see if they got that Pimm's Cup and ginger ale, my dudes, because this that shit's retarded. That's
nice, man. Alright, man. We about to hit y'all with a back-to-back. We about to rock the Shady 2.0 show.
Slaughterhouse!
Yes, sir. This is Major.
J-Mac!
Bro, baby!
Yes, sir, man. We back at y'all, man, in a couple weeks.
LL Cool Drive Fast!
Fuck yeah. 100 miles an hour. Shit.
Hoodhype.com.
a nigga pain. That's what made me mean. The shit I seen on TV, that's what made me dream. That go-getter spirit, that's what made me green. Got exposed to heavy things and made me fiend. Street rules and guidelines made my team. Sick, whatever was in my cup had made me lean. Back to the future, big fly with my spit game. You been through what you get it, nigga, ain't gotta explain. Misunderstood, I'm from the hood. I picked it up and put it on my back, I was the only one that could. I'm good, even when it gets frustrating. Tell my bitch I'm back, come get me from the bus station. With a pain, I touch down to cause trouble. But if I win, I promise we gon' all bubble. Cause that's just the kind of nigga I am. That nigga, you understand?
It must be the air I breathe that got me crazy.
By any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality.
If you live like me, take losses daily.
By any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality. Yo, I am who these niggas pretend to be. If it's a rap battle with Satan, the God's sending me. I rep my niggas from Spain to Tennessee. I'm the voice of them boys, stress, pain, the tendencies. I heard you mention the future, but you ain't mention me. Fuck the industry, I'm number one in the streets. Right, I'm rapping my round on these rap sound. Y'all niggas just rap round, you next round. Feeling, that's why you can't make a killing. And I'm stacking $100 bills to the ceiling. Chilling like a villain, sitting on big rims. The game made me bitter, young gorilla, no friends. Just a bunch of enemies, stress keeps sending me back down memory lane, who gon' remember me? 500 years from the mall when I'm 6 feet, and they dissecting the shit I wrote on this beat.
By
any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality.
Live like me, take losses daily.
By any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality. I never felt more alive than riding shotgun up in Bad Cherokee, so I went got one. Headed to the west side, coming across the new bridge, trying to figure out old ways to get in new shit. New whip, new fit, shit, new kicks. But don't step on mine, I might lose it. Bumpin' Jack and Neil, nigga, that's the way we roll. Living that life took a toll on the nigga's soul. I done some shit, now I'm regretting, heart feeling cold. I'm just a youngster, but damn, a nigga feeling old. Stress, all my dogs in penitentiary. Smoke weed, pop pills, and drink Hennessy. Sip lean, hit the club, and pop sand bars. Shine bright, go hard, drive fast cars. You get in my way, it might be a casualty. That's the basic BR mentality.
That got me crazy.
By any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality.
Live like me, take losses daily.
By any means necessary, I'ma be legendary. In reality, it's all about a salary. All we do is GBR mentality.
Maybe I'm a goon, dig that like a shovel to spoon to the tomb. I presume motherfuckers better set the auto tune. I got the strings and bassoons, I'm straight to the moon. Who's the new elephant in the room? Pocket full of trees with a golden afternoon. Stone stuffing, blowing, called it MF Doom. I can see the world through the cloud of smoke plumes. Look at me, y'all was all bullshitting. I be on my go, getting sitting where you wanna be. Who you telling? No kidding, huh? I got the mind of a poet, keep the rowboat going. Here I go, it's overflowing. I'm so in another league, all of y'all know it. Hip hop torn, give me thread, I'ma sew it. I just wanna shine, every single verse glowing. Put the game on my sleeve, I'ma show it. Yeah. You are listening to boom bap music. You feeling what I'm doing? Put your hands in the air, say yes. I got the whole crowd moving. I'm making y'all lose it.
You are listening to Boom Bap Music. You feeling what I'm doing? Put your hands in the air, say yes. I got the whole crowd moving. I'm making y'all lose it. Touch down, they don't take off, fly in the next one. You ain't got a clue, better get one. Make them fall back, wishing they ain't never said none. Listen to the cadence, rewinding my progression. Probably in the record shop, needle to the technics. Had these old heads feeling so impressed with static. I got everybody waiting on a sequel. I'm humble like regular people. All in the hood like my mixtape, bumping at your reaper. Maybe I'm ill, spit measles. You don't got the game for the weight that we pull. Better get a grip, cause I promise that we hold. Barrel of the gun staring straight down the people. Rockin' a hard place, what is that equal? Young Static on the mic, so crazy. Four words, fuck you, pay me. Listening to Boom Bap Music. You feeling what I'm doing? Put your hands in the air, say yes. I got the whole crowd moving. I'm making y'all lose it. You are listening to Boom Bap Music. You feeling what I'm doing? Put your hands in the air, say yes. I got the whole crowd moving. I'm making y'all lose it.
Yeah.
Hoodhype.com.
One time. Yeah. Look, I swear, I'ma make it out of this room. How does the band door and ceiling start to feel like a tomb? All I get from music now is a tick and a boom. And a jackass with shades saying what should improve. The term hot, getting cold, and what's old feels new. Still pissed, ticker left, BET ain't you. Why they stop Comic View? Why they stop Uncut? In sixth grade, I cut the TV down, but I stayed up and watched the kind of girls I thought was the keepers, the Keishas. Bikini tight enough to fit a key in. Unlocked, since then, I've grown, I've stopped. I've learned that we ought to invest in more than the tube top. I met a 90s kid that never heard of Tupac. It's kinda random, but it's stuck in my mind. I bet he think radio really play good music and got a couple blog rappers up in his top five. It's crazy. They gon' have to mention rap in Black history. Without YouTube, my glory days be a mystery. Hit LA, you went to Fat Beast instantly. Like, why is this closing down? It doesn't make sense to me. That was last year, after Fairfax. Left with a lot of love, diamond sweaters and huff hats. Came back, did a show, show me where the lust at. I said, put your hands up, I ain't tell you to touch that.
Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me.
There he go again, talking that shit.
Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me.
There he straight go again, up, talking that shit.
Look. Lord knows if I'm in for these award shows. It ain't Illuminati, it's insecurity making those brothers get crazy. Sisters have babies, I never have one, cause she need money for Mercedes. Damn, I keep it real when it pays to be faker. In the label office when radio never played her. Song I created or a verse I wrote. He see his daughter stare in the mirror, rehearse my quotes. Find a 7-digit number, reimburse my flow. Money ain't the world to me, but it got perks I know. I ride low, cause this world is the sickest, but the medicine's expensive. I'm just playing my position to the max. Sip this and relax. Why argue the opinion? We already know the facts. When dudes start rapping, they say everybody whack. It's the same as cops thinking every criminal is black. My prediction is that I'ma put it in inside the mouth. Come in my city, it's still segregated, white and black. I'm fighting these hunger pains when I'm still fighting that. It's called standing for something. You should do more than react. I'm just saying.
Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me.
There he go again, talking that shit.
Niggas don't understand me. Drop the mixtape, that shit sounded like an album. Niggas don't understand me.
There he go again, talking that shit.
Hype.com.
Major stash box. Bro, what's in the stash box?
Everybody,
everybody.
What the fuck is in the stash box?
J-Man.
Major.
What?
Question mark.
J-Mac.
J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-Mac. J-